And here we go! This is the Ignite Rock Podcast, where one week I interview those who are doing awesome stuff with WordPress, and the other week I share some tips and advice on making the most out of your online business and career. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's get straight on to the show. So episode 26 of the Ignite Rock Podcast, and it's not a landmark, I know that, it's not a landmark, but I'd like to think that by now I have an idea of how it works, how podcasting works, the whole process behind it, and, you know, what it feels like to be a podcaster as such. And it's great. I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving doing this whole podcasting thing. One thing, if you want to look at it in a broad sense, is that podcasting is kind of easy to do. I mean, all you have to do is you talk to a microphone, make sure it's recorded, obviously, and you publish it on your host and then maybe on your site, and that's it. Job's done. But at the same time, it's actually really, really hard work and time-consuming if you really want to get into it and you really, really want to do it properly. There's so many things that goes on behind the scene when it comes to doing podcasting, and it's not something that you'd know when you listen to other people or what goes on behind the scene. And obviously I knew about it, but it's not until you get into it you realize how much work goes on. And it's just a lot of things like the editing part, listen to it, do the all the editing, audio editing. Maybe you want to also, well, I like to also add like a post on my site to kind of mention that the podcast is live. And then the whole promotion side of it, you do your social media, you do your newsletter, mention it to everyone that this episode is live. And if you are one of those people who like to interview people, that's the whole other process as well, because you have to kind of look for people to interview who are in your field, in your topic. And the whole process of looking, finding the most appropriate one, and the whole onboarding process and making sure that everything works fine, the timing, scheduling, it's a lot of work. It really is a lot of hard work, and it's a learning experience, but it's a really good learning experience. I really, really do enjoy it, and it doesn't matter how hard it is, I'm still going to keep on going because I'm actually really, really loving it. So why did I even want to podcast in the first place? Not like I had to do it, but it's just something that I wanted to do. Why did I do it? Well, one of the things that I always love to do when it comes to, you know, consuming content online or offline, I love to listen to podcasts as a method of consuming content. And when you can go around your day-to-day thing, you can go do your shopping, do your chores, or go to the gym, anything you want, and you can listen on the go kind of thing, I love that. With video, you kind of have to sit down and focus. So, you know, you can't exactly walk around and watch a video until you bang into that lamppost. You can't do that. You know, you have to kind of focus on your video and that's it. But with podcasting, you can just go about with your day-to-day business and learn as well at the same time. I love that. You can't go wrong with that at all. Another thing that I really like is that, you know, when you get into it, podcasting, also when you listen to it, you start to kind of look up to many people who are podcasters as well. And there's so many out there that I look up to. And, you know, a few would be The Smart Path of Income by Pat Flynn. I like to listen to The Fizzle Show. Amy Porterfield as well is another one. And James Altucher, Tim Ferriss. And these are another couple as well. And Marie Forleo. As well, there's so many people out there that are really, really good at what they do, and you can't help but aspire and admire what they do as well. So that's another reason why I wanted the podcast. I wanted to give it a shot. And it's also another type of content for me to produce. You know, you have your whole blogging and writing, and you have your whole, you know, doing your video and things like that, but I want to do a podcast. It's an audio format, and eventually it will be in a text format when I publish it on a site, but it's essentially audio, and it's just another format of content I wanted to do. What do I get out of it though? What do I get out of podcasting, and what are the benefits of it? One of the, you know, main reasons that I wanted to do podcasting as well is to improve my communication skills and also be more articulate when you kind of speaking to an audience, because you kind of have to do that. You can't get away to just, you know, mumbling your way through it. And since I was young, I've always had that problem. I always had that kind of speech problem. I had a hearing problem, which kind of had an impact on that as well. And, you know, that kind of affects you. And it made you think about, you know, how you're supposed to communicate. At the same time, it's just the whole communication skills is another process. And even when you, interview people as well. That's also another part of communication skill that I have to think about as well. I wanted to improve all that, and podcasting helps you to do that. You kind of learn on the go as well as you go along. And I think, well, I'd like to think anyway, that compared to my first podcast until now, I'd like to think I have improved, and this is only 26 episodes in. And it's great, you know, when you talk to people, when you go up and talk to people normally on a day-to-day thing, you don't really think about the way you communicate. But when you're talking a podcast and you're talking to an audience, I'm more self-aware. I'm kind of conscious that I have to up my game in terms of communication. And podcasting really has helped me to do that. Another major benefit is that it's also another form of traffic to my site. And of course, I will have to admit that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. And, you know, when you have another form of traffic on your site, like podcasting, and it's a unique kind of audience as well, you're not necessarily going to have the same people going to your site in podcasting compared to, for example, your newsletter. It could be a completely different audience. So it's just another form of traffic source for me when I tell people to visit a page on a site. It's great. One thing I really love about podcasting as well, it allows me to connect and build relationship with my audience, with you guys, and it's awesome. It really, really is a cool way to kind of connect with people. You can do it, of course, with blogging and videos as well, absolutely, but with podcasting, it's just another way, and I like to kind of talk to you guys and share that journey with you, and also making sure that you learn as well from what I have to say. And it's great, you know, it's a really, really good way and a really personal way of connecting with your audience as well. And speaking of being personal, you can really get personal on your podcast as well. And when you're kind of talking to an audience, it's easy to get personal and compared to writing because of the emotion that's involved. Now, don't get me wrong, obviously you can get emotional when you're writing, but when you're podcasting and when you're talking to an audience, you can kind of know instantly what emotion they're feeling right now. You can be having a rant, you could be happy, you could be excited, you could be going crazy, you could feel it. You can feel it without even, you know, the person talking to you telling you how they feel. With writing, you might need to gradually get into it, you will get a sense of it. But it's a whole different kind of connection and being personal when it comes to being emotional on podcasting compared to being emotional when you're blogging as well. There's one thing I never thought I would do ever in my lifetime, and that is to learn the basic of audio editing. And it's just a small skill to have. It's a nice thing to have, and I use Audacity at the moment for that. It's a great tool. And it's great, you know, it's not something that, you know, essential in my lifetime. Maybe one day I will access it to an expert in these things. But when you understand the basic of audio editing and you understand the lingo and what goes on behind the scene, the process, you kind of make it easier for yourself to outsource it eventually and talk to the person who's doing it for you. You can speak the same language. So it's a benefit. It's not something that I ever thought I would do. But I did it. So it's great. I'm loving that as well. And finally, one of the major benefits of podcasting is that when you are interviewing, and especially when interviewing people, you get to know more people and you kind of make new friends along the way as well, and you connect with more people. And that's great. It's a really, really cool way to do that. If you have in my previous episode, I do interview people as well, and I like to interview a variety of different creative and interesting people who are using WordPress for whatever reason they want to use it for. It could be for their business or their hobby, or, you know, for personal branding, whatever it is. But you also kind of build that relationship with them, you connect with them, and you make new friends. It's great. You know, you can't really complain about having more connection than, you know, especially if it's a valuable one. But, you know, I love that relationship side of it as well. I really love getting to know more people. So that's kind of it, really. It's a very short and sweet episode, and I hope you enjoyed it. But it's just, you know, for me to tell you, what do I get out of podcasting? Well, really, I get a heck of a lot out of podcasting. And despite all the hard work that goes on behind the scenes to kind of produce every single episode, it's worth it. I'm loving it. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep on going. And I hope you guys would do that as well. I hope you guys join me in that journey as I continue to talk to you, to teach, to show you what you can do, to help you with whatever you're doing with your online business and online visibility. I hope to speak to you guys soon. And again, thank you very much for listening to this show. Thank you for listening to the Ignite Rock podcast. I hope you have enjoyed the show. And if you want show notes, all you have to do is visit igniterock.com/podcast. And don't forget also to leave a review on iTunes if you have enjoyed the show. It would make me a very happy guy and I would really, really appreciate it. In the meantime, let's rock with WordPress.